Welcome, everyone, to Chicken, Sex, and Degrees, where we talk about life's lessons, its pleasures, and its achievements. I'm Akita.
I'm Monica. Good morning. We're recording this fucking 9 a.m. in the morning because life be fucking lifing.
All around.
So we've been trying to figure out these damn schedules and shit. So good morning. She got her tea. Okay, tea.
I'm trying to treat myself better.
Yeah, I don't got... shit over here, but I did do my hair. I got slick these edges up a little bit because I got somewhere to go after this.
Yeah, I see you and the nails is nailing.
Oh yeah, you know I always keep these little nails. Hey, my hands is ashy though, but yeah, trying to.
Oh yeah, I could
broke as hell, but still got my nails done. Right, priorities. Priorities are just fucked up in life. You know what's so funny? I was thinking, one celebrity whose personality I wish I never knew is like Kiki Wyatt. I feel like my life could be better. I feel like my life could be so much better if I never knew like her personality. Like if she just would have stayed in Avant's video singing, it just would have been so much like better. Like, I don't know. I just feel like knowing her personality just is wasteful. Like, we don't need to know her, like anything about her.
Only thing I know about her is she got 50-11 kids.
Right? Don't she? And she got that big old booty and then she was on that R&B. She was on that R&B Diva show, which I actually liked, with the other little Selena Johnsons and shit. She was on there with her husband, Michael Jamar. They was very weird. She was very weird to him. But I think they're divorced now. But I just be looking at
Kiki?
Her. Yeah, Kiki and her second husband. Because, you know, the first husband, she slept stabbed. So she just, child, she just crazy. She do got 50-11 kids with her white mama. And she got a TV show. Mm. You ever seen her TV show?
Absolutely not.
It's called like Kiki's
World.
That's
why you know so much about her. Why
I know, and I wish that I didn't. I wish that she just would be in Avant's videos and just stay there. Like, who needed you to get a reality show and like show us your relationships, your 10 kids, and like, I just wish that I didn't know so much. I wish that I never knew.
Have you ever seen that video of her on Instagram where she's like performing at some type of warehouse or something, like singing her heart out, and they pan the camera out and it's like, well, where the hell is this performance at?
Yeah,
it looked like it was like an Amazon.
I've never seen that, but you know what, she's one of them type of people who like are too who are talented, but that's just like it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she has like a couple records that I think are cool. Like, but an amazing voice. But I feel like people don't give a fuck about that. Like, you know, I don't know. And I don't know what it is. It's almost like with Jennifer Hudson. Amazing voice. But nobody cares. Like, nobody wants to listen to. I mean, I don't like.
Yeah.
That was a little bop, though. I ain't going to front.
It was. She got a couple of songs, but I don't
know. That little song was a bop. But, like, nobody, like, because I think sometimes people's talent outpowers them. Like, who would ever want to get on a record with like Jennifer Hudson? Like, who would ever want to get on a record with like Kiki Wyatt? Like, y'all niggas gonna put us to shame. Like, you know what I mean? Y'all don't got like,
you know who decided to take
solo.
His dusty ass to do a record with Jennifer Hudson? Somebody I don't like anymore. Neo. I don't know what
is. But that was like years ago. I mean, I think Neo is another one. Neo's another one.
We
just didn't know his personality.
1,000%. Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we don't need to know.
I don't even
want
to listen to his music anymore because I'm just like, no.
It
good.
Ruins no, so fucking much. Like, when you be really just sitting and you be listening to these people, you love them. And then when you get to know them via like whatever they put out, their Instagrams, you just be like, I don't like y'all. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, why do we need to know this information? You rolling down the street with you and your two girlfriends and the other baby mama fighting you to what? Like, we don't need to know this. I just wish celebrities who were talented could just kind of remain anonymous or like not like. And I feel like people say the same thing about Drake. People was like, people loved Drake when they first came out. And then now that Drake is like more active on Instagram, people are just kind of like, go away. Like, the personalities we need to know are, like, Sexy Red. Like, they're the personalities we need to know. We don't need to know the fucking inner workings of these other artists. And I'm over it. I'm ready to just put a band to it all. But I don't know why that was on my mind this morning.
Speaking of Drake, have you been keeping up with the beef?
So, I mean, this morning I woke up and I was just, like, on Facebook and I seen everybody, like, oh, my God, Kendrick. And I'm like, another song came out in the wee hours of the night where I was tucked in bed. Like, what the fuck? So I definitely listened to it. I listened to both Drake's and Kendrick's. I'm not, you know, a rap head, so I don't really fucking be knowing what be going on. But I will say, like, it's them quiet motherfuckers who you gotta watch out for. Like, it's them quiet ones. I'm serious. It's them quiet ones who, like, don't be in the spotlight. Just be sitting in the back, just quiet, not bothering nobody. Those are the motherfuckers who you really gotta watch out for. Because I felt like when I was listening to Kendrick's little Meet the Grams, it was it was literally like I was inside of a mind of a fucking killer. Like, I feel like he was so calm, so, like, rational, so speaking, articulating very well. It was like no dance, no wavy hands. It was just bar, 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 bar. And I'm like, this is why you leave them motherfuckers alone. Like, let Kendrick stay in his little Kung Fu Kenny world. And I don't know, mind of his business. I do see, like, people, I was reading the comments and everybody was just like, oh, I see why J. Cole bowed out. They was like, much respect to him. Like, but I'm just like, I don't know. Everybody hates Drake. Like, I don't get it.
I've always, like, not hated Drake. I've always liked his music, but I've never been... I don't understand them girls that be, like, trying to get with him. He's not...
Oh, so you've never bought into his personality. Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Like, I get it. I think so, too. And I think for me, it was just always kind of weird how he was always associated with, like, I don't know. I seen a picture with him with, like, Jennifer Lopez, and I seen a picture with him with, like, Serena Williams, and I just feel like he was just kind of always, like, a fan girl. Like, I don't know, just that nigga that just was always around everybody else. Like, oh, why are you
a bad bitch? Like,
like, I don't know. Like, it just seemed like he just was always, like, with the girlies, you know? So I don't know, but I think it's interesting to unravel. I'm like, leave Kendrick alone, because I feel like this next one is just going to hell. Like, leave him alone. But he did say he got a daughter. I wonder if that's true, though.
That Drake that's got why. A daughter?
Yeah. I wonder if that's true.
Oh, I need to go back and read the lyrics.
Yeah. Well, it's Meet the Gram. When he was given, like, it's the new one. He just dropped. So he was given he was talking to everybody in Drake's family. So he was just, like, to Drake's daughter.
So this is the third one? Because...
Yeah, one just came out this morning. Like, fucking... 3 hours ago.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you were talking about 616 in LA. So there are three diss tracks.
No. There's another one called Meet the Grams that literally just dropped like fucking 3-4 hours ago. That's why I was saying, like, in the wee hours of the morning, he just put out a shit, because Drake dropped Family Matters, and then like an hour later, Kendrick dropped Meet the Grams. So then Meet the Grams,
Drake came back after the two. Oh,
yeah. Wow. And that's what I was saying. That's why I was just like, when I was listening to Meet the Grams just now, like, Kendrick was so calm. He was so just like, dear Adonis, I'm sorry that your father is a trash ass nigga. Dear Sandra, you know, you raised a manipulative, blah, 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 blah. Dear Dennis, you should make him charge. You should make him give you more money because he's using your identity to sell and like all of this shit. Like, he was just, and then he was just like, and Drake got a daughter that he ain't told everybody. I don't know. He was just like, Drake, you should be over there watching Frozen with your daughter. And like, he was just going on. So then Drake responded just like an hour or so ago and was just like, what is this daughter he's talking about? I'm like, oh, Lord, Drake.
Nobody believes you, Aubrey. Like, please. Like, right. Full of lies.
So that's what, yeah. So you got to catch up, because they just dropped two tracks now. So that's what I just said. If Drake drops another track and then Kendrick drops another track, I feel like Kendrick tracks are just gonna get worse and worse and worse and worse. Because I'm like, and then like the
stop
fucking,
while you're he ahead.
Claimed, he claimed that Drake was using Ozempic, so he has like the album cover is like a cover of Drake's personal items. It was like some gloves, it was like some pill bottles, it was like a bottle of like Ozempic, it was like a shirt he wore. It was like, I don't know. I was just like, who the fuck inside Drake's camp is telling? Like, who the fuck inside? Because somebody in Drake's camp is
the thing
snitching.
Is, he just be messing with all these different girls, like, and not wifing
them.
Yeah,
that's what he said, too. That's what and then Drake did say, too, in a little bar in his little Family Matters. He was just like, you proposed to your girlfriend in 2015. You still ain't wifed her up. He was just like, you over here acting like the Black Messiah, but you fucking with a mixed chick or some shit he said like that. Like, he was just, I was just like, okay, Drake, like, that was a cute little bar, but Yeah, Kendrick Lamar definitely went in on it. Like, Kendrick was just like, you really think you a bad bitch? Like, you really hate him? You think you a bad bitch?
Like, to describe him, like,
yeah, he was telling, and then he was telling the son Adonis, he just was like, look at the way, you know, your dad treats your mom. He's ashamed to be seen with her. Like, duh, 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 duh. Cause low key he was, but yeah, child, it's a mess. It's entertaining though. Wow. I think people need to just leave people to fuck alone. But I also think that their issue is like deeper than this rap shit. Like, that shit sounds very personal. And I just be thinking, like, you know, who fucking, like, at what point does shit just take from like being a basic level of hatred to like a personal, I hope you die type of hatred? Like, I just wonder, like, what transpired, you know? Because it's like, you got people in your life who you don't fuck with, but I'm like, at what moment does it turn to, I really don't fuck with these people? I guess if, like, they did something to you. I'm thinking of personal life, though. Like, if they did something,
yeah, that's
like,
what I'm thinking. I'm like, I got an example. Somebody I work with, I don't like them, like, at all. And now it's getting to a point where it's like, damn, I think I hate your ass. Like, I think I hate you. And I think it's because, like, they've been disturbing my peace so badly.
Yeah. And I've heard that before, though. Like, I feel like I dated somebody, and he used to always not want to be around people who had bad energy. But then I just realized, like, nigga, well, what if you're the bad energy? Like, what if, no, I'm serious. Like, what if the reason you can't function around so many people is because of your energy? You thinking it's their energy, but it's actually you. It's your fucking energy that's disrupting the peacefulness or whatever it is that they got going on. Like, nigga, you are the demon. Like, you're the demon, right? So I don't know. I just wonder. I don't, because you know the saying, people are like, you're never as bad as they say you are, and you're never as good as they say you are, right? Mm-hmm. So to you, even if you don't like your coworker, there's another coworker who is just like, oh yeah, I'm cool with them, they cool with me, like blah 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 blah, you know. So it's interesting, especially in these rap world beefs of like, what the fuck be going on behind the scenes? Like, what did Drake really do, Kendrick? Like, tell us.
I want tea. I feel like the right. When it started on the future song, like, it wasn't even that serious. Kendrick was just saying, like, nah, I'm in a league of my own. Like, fuck right. Y'all niggas. Yeah. You got a ghostwriter. You know what I'm saying? And then Drake took it to another level.
It took from there. And then I didn't even know that Future and Drake had an issue.
Girl, because he said that that is like a lover's quarrel.
I don't even know what that's about, but he said it in the song. He was just like the shit with Future really ripped my heart. And he was just like, I bet you it's so, he named somebody that's over there influencing him from the start. Some shit he said, like, the shit with Future bothered him, but he thinks somebody's over there influencing Future to feel how he feels.
You know,
I was just
happened?
Like, when did y'all start beefing?
The issue with Future is, because so that's why I feel like I'm like, this is a lover's quarrel. They started to beef because, what's his face? Drake did that album with 21 Savage. And so? Future felt like that was messing up the money, because it was Drake and him that had the little album and stuff together. Like, they did.
Oh, the little joint album. Mm-hmm. I ain't know what was happening there. That's interesting. But who else you beefing with in life? Just your coworker?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm beefing with the devil, child. The devil been trying to, child. Always beefing with the devil. Yep. I don't know. People just got to leave people to fuck alone. I don't really got nobody in my life who I'm beefing with, though. Like, not for real, for real. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. I mean, I'm beefing with these bills and these motherfucking student loans and these car notes. That's where my beef is at, because life is fucking expensive. Like, life is so fucking expensive. And I'm just like, I don't. And you know what's so crazy is, this is the first time I've had my house for like 7-8 years. This is the first time my mortgage has actually gone down. Because, you know, mortgage is basically just basically
your taxes went down.
Yeah, my property taxes, which isn't necessarily good, because it's like, oh, bitch, the value of your house is going down. Like, you know, that's whatever. But I was just very happy. I'm like, whew, thank God. Like, somebody give me a break. Like, shit. So I just feel like, I'm in this space where, like, I think you have to meet people where they are. Like, I'm in a space of, like, just meeting people where they are, but also want people to meet me where I am. So that even going back to the beef of, like, maybe they're just meeting each other where they are. Maybe, like, the beef.
They're both in a bad place.
Maybe.
This is just an outlet.
Yeah. Or maybe it's just reached, like, the capacity. Because, you know, when somebody just, like, does so much shit to you, maybe you just reach, I don't know. But also maybe they didn't expect, maybe Drake didn't expect a response, you know? Because I do think that Drake thinks that he's, like, Drake. Like, untouchable. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, anything he puts out, he's gonna succeed. And I do think that Drake needs to take time from making music and, like, just go through some shit some more, because his music is just so fast. Like, it's just like, it's like he put out an album a year and then he go on tour, and it's like nothing besides that Sexy Red, Rich Baby Daddy. I don't think there's any other good Drake songs, for real.
Well, did you listen to that album? Like,
For All the Dogs? Mm-hmm. Yeah, ain't that where Rich Baby Daddy is?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You didn't like anything on the album.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't really think anything else. I just feel like he's putting music out so fast, it's like a fucking cash grab. Like, you can't really, you know what I mean? Like, it's not anything, mm-hmm. I don't know. I just feel like there's no substance behind it. You know what I mean? Like, he's just producing it so fast that I wonder maybe he's in debt or some shit, if he just needs to put something out to, like, go on tour and promote it. Because I swear he's been on tour for 2 years, and I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, I don't, First Person Shooter was cool with J. Cole, but I didn't like Slime You Out with SZA. And that was it. There's nothing else on there besides Rich Baby Daddy. I just think he's putting it out too fast. He's not really sitting and being strategic with his shit. Certified Lover Boy wasn't good. I did like that Her Loss shit. Was that the one with, yeah, 21 Savage album was cool. But yeah, he's just putting anything. Dark Lane, Care Package, Scorpion. Honestly, never mind. Like, I don't know. It's not giving, Drake. I need you to sit down, go on vacation for a couple years, go to fucking Bali.
But that's what he's been doing, though. I feel like he's been on vacation, like, I don't know.
But his music is just not resonating no more. That's what, because I think he's just putting out commercial shit. I don't think he's really sitting down and really taking time to put out quality shit. And maybe it's quality shit to him, but only thing that took off for me was Rich Baby Daddy, and I think that was just because of the hook. I don't think it was anything else.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Hands on.
At the end of the day, fuck all of them, because they got more money than my ass. So, fuck them. How was your weekend? How was your week? How was your work week? Are we still going to the gym?
I did not go to the gym this week. Why didn't I go to the gym this week? Oh, I don't do it when I'm on my period.
Oh, me too. I didn't go to the gym either. I'm the same way. I'm still trying to navigate this period shit.
Yeah.
And not get pregnant. It's very interesting. I don't really know how people do it. I think because we can only get pregnant once a month, for real, for real.
I mean,
like during ovulation.
Like more than one day. But
Right. Like that whole like week. So in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, as long as I don't do anything that week, I'm safe.
Ideally, right?
Yeah, ideally.
Because you don't, unless you're actually checking like your basal body temperature and all of that stuff, you don't know exactly when you're ovulating. You can guesstimate based on like your cycle, but.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have the calculator, the calendar. You have the period calendar tracker that you can use. And that's what I look at to be like, oh, okay, this is the week I'm ovulating. And
but
I don't need to do anything.
Sometimes your hormones could just be so, you know, it might push it back. Like, has your period ever been like 2-3 days late?
No, it's always early. Like, it'll say, oh, it's gonna start the 21st and it'll come the fucking 18th or some shit. I'm still navigating this life without birth control, because, you know, I was on birth control for so long and then I got off of it. So now I'm still trying to figure out, like, is this how the girlies do it? Like, is this really how they do it? Like, this is really what you guys do, trying to figure out not to get pregnant?
Yeah. Yep. I have an app that I use, like, oh, okay.
And then you're just like, oh, I'm ovulating, I can't do anything.
Oh, no. We use the rhythm method.
What's that?
Pull out.
Oh. That's a rhythm method?
That's what the doctors call it. That whenever I go, that's what they say. Oh, the rhythm method. Like,
Yeah. Well, let me Google that shit, because I don't, I need to learn shit, because it's like, I don't know. I definitely don't want to have no baby by these niggas I don't really care for. But anyway, back to that. Sorry for that sidebar, guys. How was your week? How's work? Tell me everything.
Honestly, it's been a very difficult week. My job is very stressful right now. The company has changed, and there's a lot more scrutiny. Mm-hmm. And the coworker that I told you I hate is actually my manager.
Oh, damn. Is this a lady or a guy?
A lady.
A lady? She black mm-hmm. or white?
She's white.
She's white? Mm. Mm-hmm. Damn. Yeah.
Oof. And I really, so, so pray for me, y'all. I'm looking for a new job. But yeah. I'm trying to not run from it. I'm trying to, like, I'll never forget my friend told me years ago, like, you don't want to run from something. You want to run towards something. So I'm trying to, like, make my next
stick
move
it out.
Best move. No, I'm not trying to stick it out.
Okay.
I don't think this is the, I don't think sales is the right career path for me. Overall, but definitely the culture of the company is not something that I'm into at this point in my life. I mean, I'm gonna stick it out until I find something else, because mama needs a job.
We never quit a job, right? We never quit a job without having another job, unless you got a lot of fucking money saved up.
Yeah. But yeah, I want to be, or I'm trying to be smart about the next move I make, and not just like, oh, yeah. I gotta get out of here. Even though that's how I feel, like, right. Oh, I have to get out of here. Like, I literally be wanting
but
to
see,
quit all the time.
This is the best time to be looking for a job. Like, it's best to look for a job when you already have a job, because it's not pressure. Like, when you don't have a job and you're looking for a job, that's when you just start accepting and settling for everything. And you know what? That kind of applies to, like, a relationship, too. What if the best time to be looking for a relationship is when you're already in a relationship?
No, I'm
serious. Hear me out. Okay, but hear me out. Because it's like, if you're in a relationship where it's not really making you happy, and then you start looking for another relationship, you won't be so desperate. Like, you won't just settle.
But that's not... I think... I see where you're going. But
you see
I think,
the analogy? You're like...
I see it. But I think the what you should do, or anyone in that position should do, is get out of said relationship that they no longer want to be in, and find it in themselves to decide, okay, this is what I'm settling. This is what I want, and this is what I don't want. And I don't want to settle for anything less, because I don't want to be in a fucked up position.
Right. But I think a lot of times people just be kind of desperate. So you just take what's given to you, right? And then it's later down the line you realize, like, yo, I hate this shit. I don't want this. So it's like, while you, like for me, I've been looking for a part-time job. And I'm going into this part-time job, like, already knowing that I don't really give a fuck about what's happening at this part-time job, because mm-hmm. I have a full-time job, right? So when you work a part-time job, like, shit hits different. Like, it's a lot of shit that don't really affect you, or you really don't care about, because this is not your bread and butter. So you just be like, oh, everybody on here tripping? Oh, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to come do my 5 hours, do a sack to me, and go over my business. But when you don't have a job and this is your only job, yes, you take everything fucking personal. Like, you take everything personal they do. Like, oh, you want me to go clean the bathrooms? Like, that's not my job. They only ask me because I'm black. Like, you take that shit personal, because this is your full-time job. You don't have no other way out. But with me, being a part-time person, if they're like, oh, clean the bathrooms, okay, I'm going to disappear for a few hours, because I don't give a fuck, because this is not my full-time job. Like, I'm serious. It's like, this is not... So, I don't know. I think your mindset is different. And I just use that analogy because I am looking for a part-time job. But I'm about to get this part-time job. They don't know that. I'm about to get this shit. Okay? Because they better know, because I'm about to roll up there with my little tail far. But, yeah, I think everybody's going through shit at job. I think my job is the same. Did you... So, what would you classify a toxic workplace?
That's a great question. I think a toxic work environment is one in which employees don't feel valued. They are not heard. They're not seen as humans. They're just seen as cogs on a wheel to move the company mission forward.
Where
I'm trying to think what else is going on that I'm like, oh, this is toxic. Where you, yeah, you don't have an actual voice and you don't have the support you need to like be successful, but you're being dictated to.
I feel like my definition of toxic is different. So my job also has been going through a lot of changes and I've just kind of been rolling with them. But there's a white, we have a white woman on our team and the white is only important because of the story, right? So it's a white woman. My manager was previously black. She retired and we got this another black employee, but then they pulled this black manager out and gave us a white manager. So before, you know, in the government, you have levels, like level 25, 23, whatever. So they ended up taking the highest level away. And this white lady who really wanted that position just was triggered. So she has like called HR, started saying it's toxic to work there. HR is just like about to interview us. And in my mind, I'm just kind of like, one, I'm not going to save her. Like she has pulled the trigger on basically saying that, you know, she's unhappy. All the changes are starting to affect her. And I feel like as a white woman, her tears will get further than mine. So I've just been being quiet and just riding the wave. I'm like, whatever the fuck she wants to do, she sent an email to like our VP and all of that shit. Whatever she wants to do, I'm just going to ride the wave because her tears will work more than mine. Right. So, bitch, you pulled this trigger of saying it's toxic and all of this shit. We'll see this shit through. Right. So I think now like HR wants to get involved with her and she's calling me like, oh, you know, well, are you going to speak up? And I'm like, yeah, I'll speak my piece. But at the end of the day, this is your doing. Like, and she's all like, well, I think I'm just going to call it all off. No, you can't call it off now, bitch. Like, you done pulled the trigger. The fucking trigger. Now she's scared of being retaliated against. And I'm like, no, you done sent the email up the chain, did your whole Karen shit. Now you're talking about you don't want to say anything. You just want to call it off. No, bitch, stand on business. Mm-hmm. The fuck? So, and part of me, the reason why I want her to stand on business is because, again, her issues, her tears will move the needle faster than mine. If I come saying, oh, this is this. Even though we're going through a lot of changes, I classify a toxic situation as something that's like hostile or aggressive, right? Like when I'm walking into the place, like I'm literally like anxious because I don't know what's gonna, you know, happen. They're talking to me crazy or treating me crazy. Like that's what I classify as toxic, just being in a very like hostile, aggressive type of environment. That's what I think is toxic, but none of that is happening at the job. The only shit that's happening at the job is just like, yeah, the only thing that's happening at the jobs is just changes. Like, you know, they're changing our manager. They're taking people off of our team and putting them back in their other positions. It's just like little staff changes and shit happening. And I think it's just triggering her really bad. But I think that when you when you get to the point of calling shit toxic and you're trying to escalate shit, you better have your ducks in a row. Right? Because at the end of the day, HR is not working for us. And I had to remind the white lady that of like, yo, HR doesn't work for us. HR works for the company. So you're going to go voice your complaints to HR and they're going to listen. But at the end of the day, if this is not something that's going to jeopardize the company's revenue, the company's reputation, they're not going to do shit about it. Like, girl, you know what I mean? Like, they're not going to do shit about it. So I think that when you get to a place of being disgruntled, you got to be very like, either you're going to pull that trigger or you're not going to pull that trigger. You can't half step it.
Yeah, don't pull it out. Don't pull that thing out unless you finna shoot it.
Do it. Like, that's for real, you know? So it's like the best bet is to either fucking leave or to just go through it. But I also think that, like, every job is going to have changes. So I, for me, am not interested in just keep running from job to job to job to job because every job is going to go through some shit. I'm going to get in another spot and not going to like it because of X, Y, and Z. Sometimes you just got to bite that bullet and just ride that fucking wave until you crash. So I don't necessarily know. Like, I mean, like your friend said, I don't necessarily know if like running to another job is going to like really solve the bigger issue or if it's just going to kind of like pacify you right now to make your life easier.
I think part of it is like my role. I don't think it's a good fit for me. So like that is like a part of it. Like, yeah, I don't want to do what I'm doing anymore. So yeah, I mean, I also don't want to work with my manager anymore. Like, that's what's causing me the most anguish at the moment. Like,
yeah. So taking her out of the equation, do you think that you could still work there?
I could probably endure for a little bit longer, but I don't want to do what I'm doing. I think I knew I didn't want to do what I was doing like 8 months ago.
And I think that's the key right there. Yeah. Yeah, that's the key. And when you just feel like unbearable. Yeah, when you feel like your ideas of like what you want to be doing for yourself or for work is changing, and I think that's when you know you've outgrown it. Like you've outgrown that position. It's not challenging to you and it's not of interest no more. And that's evolution. So that's, I feel like that's normal. Like, you know what I mean? That's just, yeah. So I think it may be time to go. Not because of her, just because the work is not intriguing anymore. And it's not something you want to fucking do. And that's enough. Yeah. Because you can fucking go whenever you want to go. You are not a tree in life.
But it's so funny. I was talking to my hairstylist. Because like I'm saying, it's not something that I've been wanting to do for a while, but I could endure. But she was like, yeah, God is making you uncomfortable because you was just going to stay there. And now,
listen, like, let's talk
now
about
you're,
it.
Now you're uncomfortable. And I'm like, yeah. Listen, now it's like, you
gotta
go.
Let's talk
now.
About it. Let's talk about being in fucking uncomfortable situations, because that is a motherfucking thing. I feel like for a while, I've also been in just a very, I feel like I've been in an uncomfortable situation since that shit happened to me last year. With the house and the moving out and you know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like I've been in a very uncomfortable situation since then, and I've been trying to figure it out. And I just had this conversation, and that was what I wanted to talk about too, is like of having that conversation of like, when you are in an uncomfortable situation, like what the fuck do you, like, what is there? What do you do? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck do you do? Like oh my God, I feel like I'm in, but you know, and I will say this, I feel like it's twofold. I feel like I'm in a very uncomfortable situation, but I'm also grateful for the people that have been in my life and that I've expressed that to, and they've met me where I am, even in terms of like dating. Like, I'm not necessarily like interested in like doing the full on dating of like, let's go out every day, let's plan these extravagant dates. I don't fucking want to do that. I want you to come over my house. I want to put something on the grill and I want us to watch a movie. And I'm grateful to like, find somebody who can like fit in that space, because that's what I need right now. But being uncomfortable is a motherfucker. It's a motherfucker for real. And it's a motherfucker on so many, like in so many ways, because it's physically making you uncomfortable, but then it's also enlightening you, you know, like you learn so much from that, from being uncomfortable. So yeah, your hairstyle is hitting on the head, baby.
Yeah.
Season of uncomfortableness for sure. So what are you gonna do in this season?
I think one of the key action items for me is like learning like what I need to feel good, prioritizing my pleasure, you know, and making sure that I am leaning into that, because I think I'm naturally a giver, right? And I want to show up a certain way at work and wherever, but I don't have the capacity to do that. So picking out what's important for me and prioritizing that so that my overall well-being is in a good place. Like, and just kind of like what you're doing with your job. I'm not trying to do this with my job, but just like ride the waves of life and know that this is a season that's going to propel me to be the person that I want to be. I just gotta
be
open to like knowing and trusting what I want.
Is enough. Yeah. Trusting yourself enough, because I'm very much in that season too. Because I feel like I've been having these conversations with people where I've been telling them I've been working on trusting myself enough. And part of, and this is like one of the examples, right? When I'm trying to make a move or trying to do something, I fucking will ask everybody else's opinion and be like, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? Instead of just going with my own thought, right? And I feel like that shows myself as like not being able to trust my own decisions or my own instincts, because I need everybody else around me to validate the one thing that I want to do, right? If I'm like, oh, I want to buy some Crocs, I'm going to be like, oh, you like these Crocs? You think they're cute? Blah, 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 blah. Sorry, my printer's going. Instead of just buying the fucking Crocs, right? So I've very much been in this position too of like learning to trust myself and trust that like my own thoughts, my own decisions making skills are enough.
Yeah, they are. You've been living all these years and doing just fine. So
listen, and you don't need validation from nobody else and all of that shit. You just make your move and do what you want to do and keep the fuck pushing. Oh, damn. But yeah, that's definitely a season that I'm also in. And I'm trying to get the fuck out of it. That's why I'm about to get my ass a part-time job. Because, baby, that damn baby shower. That baby shower broke a nigga, girl. Between that baby shower and all that shit that been happening with vending machine. With my vending machines. Shit. So yeah, it's definitely a lot of uncomfortableness going over here. But if you have people in your life who meet you where you are. Or you can figure out ways to show up for yourself or to kind of sit with that uncomfortableness, I think that you fare better. So yeah, I get it, girl. Anywho, what are you about to do this week?
This weekend I'm doing some Cinco de Mayo in
Is the weather down there nice? Because it is terrible in here in Baltimore.
I heard it's bad. Shout out to my bestie in Baltimore. She is her daughter's birthday. And she was planning a whole like party outside and then had to like pivot last minute because of the rain. Yeah. But it's supposed to be bad this morning, but I think later this afternoon it's going to be decent. I haven't looked to see what it is going to be, but yeah, that's all I got planned, honestly. We'll see what the weather is like this afternoon as to whether we'll go out tonight or out this afternoon. I was thinking about one of the coworkers that I adore. She's going to be at a concert around the corner. I was thinking about pulling up on her tonight, so we'll see.
Oh, okay. Singing girl.
What you want this weekend?
That's about good.
It? Secure the bag.
Yes, I'm about to go secure my little bag. And then I actually was taking my girls group to this winery. The Alphas out here were doing this little winery event. But it's raining, so I'm not sure. It's not even raining yet, but it looks like it's going to rain. So I'm not even sure how that's going to fucking work. But I'm still going because I paid $40 for that ticket. So my ass will be wherever the fuck they at with my fucking $40 ticket, and I better get a tasting and a drink and all of that good stuff. And then also I was gonna do some Cinco de Mayo shit. I was gonna do some Cinco de Mayo stuff in DC on Saturday, on Sunday. I'm not really feeling very Cinco de Mayo-ish, but I'm gonna go. I guess
you going all the way to DC gives like,
yeah, well they have like, They have this little place out there called Throw Social that's super, super cute. I went there like one time in February and I loved it. It was so cute. So they had like this, they're having like this little Cinco de Mayo bash that I was just like, oh, that'd be cute to go to with my friends. But now I'm over here like, damn, Monica, why are you always suggesting shit and then you don't want to fucking go? So that's all I got fucking planned for real, for real. I ain't doing too much. I'm trying to stay in the house and out the way because... Yeah, because outside costs money, and I don't got money. So,
listen,
inside I stay. But that's all I got going on. But anywho, y'all, this was obviously an episode about nothing.
But all the things,
right? Of everywhere, of these random conversations. Our last little episode did really good. I don't know if you'd be looking at the little stats page, but it did really good. Yeah, I forgot how much it did, but it did really good. And I think, and shout out to the influencer 334 Ty, I think her name is 334 Ty. I sent you her page. She be wearing the shit out of our shirt. Like,
thank you.
She be wearing the shit out of our shirt. And then everybody be coming in like, who? Yeah, her name is Ty Grant. Thank you. 334 baby. She be wearing the shit out of that chicken to Sex and Degrees. Everybody's like, I need the shirt. I need you motherfuckers to actually buy the shirt, okay? Like, stop saying you need it and go get it because it's available. It's fucking available. Go get it. But anyway, shout out to her, though, because she really be holding us down with tagging us and all of every time she wears that shirt and all her videos. And it just be going crazy. Like, people just really be DMing and texting, like, and following us. And I'm like, oh, my God. Keep going. Yay. Woo. So shout out to her. So excited. I'd be happy when she tags us in it. I'd be like, yes, it's working. I got to get back on sending that shit out because I still got some of these shirts I need to send out. But anyway, that's all I got to say today. I got to go.
All right, y'all. Well, Monica, what do you need in a realm of chicken sex?
I need some degrees because I feel like there's a lot on my fucking plate right now and I have not been able to accomplish it because of other shit that I've been handling earlier in the year. So now I feel like I'm trying to catch up on a lot of shit that I fucking let slip behind. So I need some degrees because I need to stay, I need to accomplish something.
That's what I need to do. Because I just need more pleasure and time for myself. So, period. The last bite, I'm going to just go into it because I don't think Monica got time to sing. The last bite is,
Oh, damn. I forgot all about it. Sorry.
Yeah, y'all. It's cool. last bite is live your life. Be true to you. Don't let nobody steal your joy, okay? Because that they can't take anything from you. And that's that on that. Thank you for listening.
I know,
to
that's
us.
Right.
Fuck them hoes. You can keep up with us on the internet, on Instagram at ChickenSexDegrees. Send us a note, chickensexdegrees@gmail.com. If you see the shirt anywhere and you like it, go to www.chickensexdegrees.com and buy some shirts and some merch. We got sweatshirts, we got all the things, y'all. Thanks for listening. Rate, review, subscribe, share with a friend. I'm Akita.
Sorry.
And that's Monica.
Coming Bye. In. Oh, wait. Oh, I didn't even say my name. I missed the whole part, y'all. Sorry. I didn't fucking whatever. All right. Bye, y'all.